larger-than-life character who tackled slopes. Robert Butterworth from Todmorden died at the age of 65 in Calderdale Royal Hospital earlier this month. Born and brought up in the area, Robert, known as Bob, was well known to many in the local community, but even those that did not know him well might have been familiar with his regular trips walking to Morrison's supermarket with his faithful guide dog Willie at his side. At the age of 56, Bob was registered blind when the macular degeneration from which he had been suffering for many years finally took over. However, what will come as a surprise to most people is that for the last 7 years, Bob had enjoyed an annual skiing trip to the French Alps with a group of friends from across the country, but on those occasions without his dog. Intrigued by the challenge, in 2013, Bob joined a mixed group of about 35 visually impaired and sighted skiers who had decided to team up as friends and enable the visually impaired and fully blind members of the group to experience the thrill of the snowy slopes. Skiing in groups of five and decked out with high-vis bibs, two blind skiers are each escorted by a sighted guide plus a sighted sweep at the back. Bob had never skied before, but this was not going to put him off. For the first couple of years, Bob learnt to ski with the aid of a cleverly designed framework called the pilot that allowed him to be guided down the slopes by a more experienced sighted skier behind him. As one of his skiing friends, Richard Waters, remembers, "I have some great memories of skiing with Bob at speed on the pilot down the Green Run into Merribel. He had asked me to take him down it and show it who was the boss. At the end, we stopped and he turned with a huge smile on his face. He high-fived me and said, 'Eh, lad, that were grand.'" Bob had been bitten by the bug, and despite a nasty fall in 2017 that required him to be airlifted by helicopter off the slopes in Les Deux Alpes, nothing was going to stop him progressing. "I couldn't help but admire his absolute love and determination of getting down those slopes. Always a story and a joke to follow," said ski friend Patricia Bland. "He was such a larger-than-life character, a gentle, fun, loving family man. My thoughts go out to his daughters and grandchildren. He will be truly missed."